Good evening. I'm Terry Thornton. I'm Curator of Education, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to Tuesday Evenings at the Modern, our weekly lecture series. Tonight, we are once again taking advantage of the gracious nature of our own Dr. Mark Thistlethwaite, and I say our own because we, like so many, lay claim to Dr. Thistlethwaite as he has been an active and meaningful force in this community for almost four decades, hard to believe, serving on and having chaired the City of Fort Worth's Art Commission, having been on the advisory committee of the DFW International Airport, serving on the visiting committee of the Amon Carter Museum, and so much more. You might say that in his own quiet and diligent way, Mark Thistlethwaite has been a significant voice in developing Fort Worth's cultural identity. Specific to this museum, Mark has served on the Modern's Board of Trustees since 1983. Tonight's lecture will touch on his relationship with this museum, having given countless lectures, including the first Tuesday evenings at the Modern Lecture in 1979, leading tours and giving presentations to a variety of groups, from area educators to foreign visitors and dignitaries, and perhaps most defining for me are the special TCU classes that he has continuously taught in the museum's galleries in direct response to the exhibitions here. Taking every opportunity to teach from the primary source, Mark's undeniable passion for art has made visiting and using museums a way of life for an entire generation, or for generations of students at Texas Christian University, where he has taught since 1977, which he does not seem like he could have taught in 1977. That blows my mind. With a BA and MA in art history from the University of California, Santa Barbara, and a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, Mark holds the Kay and Velma Kimball Art History Chair position at TCU, where he is where his scholarship and dedication have been recognized with the Chancellor's Award for Distinguished Teaching, the Honors Program's Professor of the Year Award, and the Mortarboard Preferred Professor Award. Specializing in 19th century to contemporary American art, Mark has published many books and articles on a range of topics. He joined the Modern's curators Michael Opping and Andrea Carnes in authoring the museum's permanent collection catalog 110. And most recently, he has published Nationalism and Truth in Parson Weems' Fable in the anthology Pictorial Cultures and Political Iconographies, Approaches, Perspectives, Case Studies from Europe and America, as well as having contributed the essay The Face of the Nation, George Washington's Image and American Identity to Visual Cultures, Transatlantic Perspectives, a book of essays published by the Bavarian American Academy in Munich. As noted, Mark's knowledge and interests are vast. For example, recent activities include guest curator of an exhibition for Lafayette College in Pennsylvania, which focuses on images of the landing of the pilgrims, and delivering the keynote address titled Prince in the Parlor or At Home with American History, at the Historical Prince Facts and Fiction Conference, and giving the distinguished fall lecture for the African American Museum of Dallas on their current exhibition, Rising Up, Hale Woodruff's Murals from Talladega College. Mark has basically seen the world through his invitations to speak, giving lectures everywhere from the Meadows Museum at SMU to the High Museum in Atlanta to the Hirshhorn Museum and Sculpture Garden in Washington, D.C., from places as far-reaching as New York, Auckland, New Zealand, and Munich, Germany. And tonight, to commemorate Tuesday Evenings at the Modern's 10th year in the Tadao Ando Building, he brings all this knowledge, passion, and experience to us in a presentation that revisits his long-standing relationship and exchange with the Modern and with this community. Would you please join me in welcoming Dr. Mark Thistlethwaite?
Thank you, Terry. It's always The great pleasure of doing a talk on the Tuesday night series is listening to Terry's introductions. And I'm pretty much finished with my talk now. She's sort of said everything I need to say. I, too, have my mind blown that it's been since 1977. I was still in middle school, I thought, but apparently not. But it is a pleasure to be here. And I was thinking, some of you I know were at the lecture last week. Professor Beatriz Belanta from SMU was talking about how it was her first, she's an assistant professor, the first lecture she'd ever given in an art museum. And it sort of got me thinking about, you know, if I could go back that far, what was the first lecture I gave in an art museum? I had taught in Philadelphia before coming to TCU and had worked at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts as a guest curator. And I was thinking I had done a lecture probably as part of that show, which took place in the bicentennial year, which makes it sound like really a long time ago. That's bicentennial. At any rate, I went back and looked, and I didn't. And I looked more carefully. And actually, the first lecture I gave in an art museum was at the Fort Worth Art Museum. Very shortly after I arrived at TCU, I gave a lecture to a fairly small group of people. It was a very specific lecture topic called The Nature and Background of Contemporary Art. When I started teaching art since 1945, it only encompassed 30 years. It's changed since then. And I leave it to Fran Culpit to deal with it. Whoops. There. I wanted to start with this image. Michael Moore pointed out, you mean we had an exhibition that only lasted a month? It is sort of amazing. This is the signage and the entryway into an exhibition at the Modern when they were across the street in the old building. Jackie Windsor, this took place in 1979. It was a traveling exhibition originated by the Modern Museum, Modern Art Museum in New York. And it was, for me, a really significant occasion, actually. I'd been in TC for a couple of years. And it was an exhibition, the first exhibition that I wrote a review about that was published in Art Week, which was a at the time, a popular news magazine, journal, newspaper, coming out of California. And over the next several years, I published several articles that had to do with exhibitions at the Modern and elsewhere. And one of the things, and Terry and I were talking about this, is how a museum is used by people in the academy. And certainly for me, I've used it really a lot in a lot of different ways. And one of them was this idea of triggering the writing of exhibition reviews and then interviews with artists and so forth. So it was an important exhibition in that sense. It also was the exhibition that I did give the first Tuesday evening a lecture. David Ryan was the director at the time, and he had initiated that show and asked me if I would do that. Now, I've always thought that and told that, and just when I was driving over here, but when Terry and I were talking about this a while back, I thought, well, did I really do that? I mean, I know I talked about Jackie Windsor, but was I the first to participate in that series? And I went back and I actually found my lecture notes. And note to myself at the top was to say, glad to have a part in what hopefully will be a successful Tuesday night series at FWAM, as the Modern was then known, FWAM, Fort Worth Art Museum. I then go on to thank TCU for providing travel funds and so forth. But I did, in fact, do that. So I was pleased that there was visual evidence. I not only feel like a living historical artifact now, but I have my own archives that I can draw upon. By the way, Those of you that are graphic designers, this is not a computer courier type font or American typewriter. This is the real deal. And obviously it was a great lecture based entirely on Michael Fried's thinking about objectness and so forth. But this was it was a wonderful exhibition, I thought, and it was well received. And Jackie Windsor's work was work I wasn't all that familiar with before the exhibition, but I certainly became familiar with it. And then when the catalog for the opening of the building was being written, I had an opportunity to revisit her work. I wrote the essay about Greenpeace, the work that you see here, and had the opportunity to meet with her in her studio, which was a real pleasure. She's a very warm person. And we met on Washington's birthday, which was ironic since one of my great interests is in iconography of George Washington, had a great conversation about this piece. This is actually on the left from the cover of the Modern Art Museum's catalog from 79. So it was a significant work that it was on the cover. I'm mentioning it for that reason. It also appeared in Vogue magazine as sort of the main art image at the front of the article in 1991. It was acquired by the museum in 1992. It's a terrific piece, I think. It's one of these pieces that really is worth revisiting and kind of sucks you in almost literally. And it's a work that's in some ways very much about the body. And in talking with her in 2001, that's one of the things that she emphasized, that she was very much taken with the dance of Yvonne Rainer and the use of the body. And she thought of this work as one in which you were meant to get down on your hands and knees and look in it and peer into what she calls windows. It's a work that in some ways is very personal for her, and one of the reasons she had it for really more than two decades, I think, because the wood itself is the wainscoting from the studio she moved into in Soho about 1975, and she took it